Hi, this is Bernie Fratto. Welcome inside the Rebel Minute, a global perspective on the world of Runnin' Rebel basketball. Perhaps Green Day said it best. I walk a lonely road. Sometimes I wish someone out there would find me. Were they talking about the UNLV Runnin' Rebels? Saturday's game versus Utah State was supposed to be meaningful. It was a chance for the Scarlet and Gray to get their 20th win. A chance to finish 500 in conference play with a 9-9 record. A chance to end a four-game losing streak. And a chance to end on an up note before heading into the all-important Mountain West Conference tournament this week. Instead, it was yet another chapter in the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. UNLV will enter tournament play as the 8th seed, and they'll face off against a Game Air Force team. And they're just coming off a 22-point win over San Jose State, the squad who just beat Utah State, who slammed the door on the Rebels by a score of 79-67. Ah, the circle of life. The game will be played at 11 a.m. on Wednesday. The last five games have been a series of one-game playoffs for the right to not have to play on play-in Wednesday, but the Rebels lost all five. Can UNLV shock the world and live up to the potential everybody believed they had last November? There's a sarcastic old saying, goes like this: anything is possible if you don't have to do it. But they have to do it, and they need your support. This isn't a script anyone would have written, but they still have one last chance to prove Green Day wrong. Until then, we'll see you out at the Thomas and Mack for ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM. I'm Bernie Fratto, and this has been the Rebel Minute.